I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for Monday, November the 7th, 2016, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mrs. Sussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. The only person in the house tonight is our new Blade reporter, Sarah. What's your last name, Sarah?
Elms.
Sarah Elms, welcome. You might want to say hello to her later after the meeting. With that, I invite Sarah and everybody else to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Hussman.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That takes us to Agenda Item 3, additions to the agenda. I have no additions. Mrs. Westphal?
Nothing, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Anything to add from members of City Council?
Are we going to do this ordinance tonight? Should we add that as 5?
I think that if that's council's intention, we should add it as 5A. Do we have an ordinance number for that? 69, 2016. That's Agenda Item 5A. We just had a report about the historic village distributed to us. We'll put that at the end. Mrs. Hussman, what's your intention with that?
Just to, after Mary gives her report on the findings.
Well, this is going to be 13A or B or something like that.
Okay.
Anything else from members of council? Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
And Mrs. Briney? Hearing nothing further, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda for this evening is approved as amended. We have two meeting minutes to be approved this time. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes of the October 17th, 2016 meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from October 17th, 2016 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Now for the special meeting on November 1st.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of Minutes for the November 1st, 2016 special meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
And moved and seconded.
I would move that I be shown as present, because I was there and voted.
You are mentioned.
You are mentioned.
Yep. Your arrival.
Maybe I missed that. I just.
Your arrival is in the third paragraph, about two-thirds of the way through it.
There you go. Okay, thank you. That's accurate.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from the special meeting on November 1st, 2016 be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to Agenda Item 5, report on the special hearing held this evening concerning zoning application 3, 2016. Mrs. Westphal?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did hold a public hearing this evening. All members of council were present, and many members of city administration as well. The public hearing was focused, as you shared, on zoning ordinance amendment 3-2016, looking at a zoning change from B2 general business and R1 single-family resident to B2 general business for the property at 5142 West Alexis. Mr. Mercurio, the developer, was present and shared some of the more specifics about his vision and his plan, and he responded to questions. The only residents who were present were Larry and Janet Woods, and they didn't come with a position for or against this suggested zoning amendment change. They rather just came with questions, and I think their questions were very good, and Mr. Mercurio was able to address them. After some discussion, the council members moved that we advance legislation this evening subject to modifications that were discussed, in particular B2 PD, making it a B2 PD. And so with that, we would like to move forward with legislation and look to Mrs. Brining to give us some suggestions for how we might adjust the current legislation.
Thank you, Mrs. Westfall. I believe what's been passed out to everybody is ordinance number 69-2016, because it is a modification of the Plan Commission recommendation to approve the petition for zoning ordinance amendment as the application was submitted. This will be, if you could change in the heading up from approving to modifying. And then the rest of the title of the ordinance is the same. In the 5th, whereas.
6th.
The 5th, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. At the end where it says change to B2 General Business District, if you could insert PD after that. Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, that one's correct, because that was the action of the Plan Commission. So actually, the only other change will be in Section 1. Yeah. If you could change to B2, the second B2 General Business District, add a PD, and then also add, also subject to the site plan dated July 15th, 2016. I think that'll...
One more time on Section 1 again, Leslie. I'm sorry.
Nope, that's okay. The second B2, so in the very last sentence of Section 1, if you could just add PD after that, so it'll read B2 General Business District PD, and as further shown on the site plan dated July 15th, 2016.
Well, I guess my question on that is, and I don't mean to be persnickety about it, but that is an accurate statement. What we're doing is modifying that from there. Is that correct? So should there be, is rather than hereby approved, is hereby approved with the modifications of blah, 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 right?
Yes. Is hereby approved subject to... Yes. I will amend the language in Section 1 and get it. Why don't we just say B2 General Business District PD is hereby approved and further subject to the development as shown on the site plan dated July 15th, 2016. Is that good?
Just hereby.
Council is acceptable to it. There's no, the 2 weeks, if we do this at the next meeting, it doesn't cause any hardship to the problem.
Wow.
So if you want to do this in 2 weeks, we can bring that back.
We can. However, the council's intention is they're comfortable with this. The law director
it's
can
fine.
Get exactly the
yeah.
right wording.
Okay. It's fine. And I'm just concerned because he left.
Why don't we just, at the beginning of Section 1, say modifying the recommendation. That might
that would work.
Yeah, just the first word. Take the that out and say modifying.
Okay. We've done this before.
The recommendation.
I'm shooting from the hip. I'm not sure that works. I don't get paid like the law director.
I understand.
To B2 General Business District, as further shown. Okay, so Section 1 would read, modifying the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission to approve a petition for zoning ordinance, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
As further described. To B2 General Business District PD, as further shown on the site plan dated July 15, 2016.
Right.
Do we want to attach that to the legislation?
And say, I will also say...
As attached.
As attached, right.
And I I can give you my copy.
Yes, I've got mine. Thank you, though.
Okay, so we'll change the first word in section one to modifying, and then we'll leave it all until down to general business district in the last line of section one. We'll delete the is hereby approved and saying, so say general business district PD as further shown on the site plan dated July 15th, 2015 as attached.
July 15th, 2016.
Oh, 2016. Okay. I'm good with that. All right. Super. So we all have it in writing. Are we ready? Mr. Mayor, I move adoption of ordinance number 69-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Modifying the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission to approve petition for zoning ordinance amendment number ZA-3-2016 under petition of Joe Mercurio to change the zoning of property located at 5142 West Alexis Road in the city of Sylvania, Ohio, and declaring, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 69-2016 as modified be read by title only and that the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 69-2016.
Second. Moved and seconded for final approval of ordinance 69-2016 as modified for final passage as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and modified ordinance 69-2016 is approved. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item six. Agenda items six, seven, and eight are all very similar. These are the required filings and ordinances for the bond refunding for the resale of the bonds at a lower interest rate. These are all the documents necessary to do this, and I'm going to let Mr. Schroyer describe what you will be approving.
Sure. Yes, these are what we talked about in the previous Finance Committee meeting. Agenda items 6 and 7 will be combined into one refunding yet this year, and then Agenda item 8 will be a separate refunding that will be completed next year. If you have any questions, if not, the administration would recommend approval of these three ordinances.
We will need to take them individually. We need a motion to approve the physical officer's certificate and then a motion for the proposed ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I do have just a few clarification questions. So we're combining these two outstanding laws. We're going to continue to make the same principal bond payments for principal and interest, correct? But we're shortening the term of the bonds through the reduction of the interest rate. Is that your understanding?
What we decided to do was leave the end date alone. We paid off the same time, it matures at the same time. We're going to have a savings depending on what the interest rate is when we actually go and sell the bond.
Right.
It was projected to be about $70,000 a year interest savings.
So that will accrue to the benefit of...
We'll have that for use for capital projects.
Correct. Okay.
But the maturity of the bonds is remaining the same.
Okay. And to the extent on number 8, Mr. Mayor, could I move to number 8 just to clarify a question?
Yeah.
My recollection is from the presentation that was made that that there was a limit of $10 million a year or something like that, and I don't remember why.
To be bank qualified,
that was it. If we approve number 8 this evening, would that preclude us from necessarily adding additional bonding capacity in 2017, if that was the will of the administration and council?
No, we would just come back with another ordinance just like that to...
Fair enough.
And I think similarly, if interest rates raise significantly between now and sometime next year, it doesn't require us to actually have the sale either.
Right, right, I understand that, okay, thank you. That's all I had.
All right, we need to have a motion first for the, to accept the fiscal officer's certificate. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval and acceptance of the fiscal officer's certificate and recognized here as 6A.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to accept the fiscal officer's certificate for the $5.1 million refunding of Series 2011A bonds. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the certificate is approved. 6B is to approve Ordinance 64-2016. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 64-2016. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. An ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of bonds in the maximum principal amount of $5,100,000 for the purpose of refunding for debt charges, saving certain of the city's outstanding various purpose improvement and refunding bonds, Series 2011, dated July 7th, 2011, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 64-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of Ordinance Number 64-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 64-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 64-2016 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 7, this is the $4.9 million refunding Series 2011B bonds. Mr. Lukey.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I would like to move council accept, like to make a motion accepting the filing presented by the fiscal officer on the $4.9 million refinancing.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to accept the fiscal officer's certificate for the 2011B bonds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now we have proposed Ordinance 65-2016. Mr. Lukey.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 65-2016. Copies have previously been made available to members of council. Therefore, I will read by title only. An ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of bonds in the maximum principal amount of $4.9 million for the purpose of refunding for debt charges, savings of certain of the city's outstanding various purpose bonds, Series 2011, dated July 26, 2011, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 65-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of Ordinance Number 65-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Ordinance 65-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Ordinance 65-2016 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 8. This is for the $5.5 million refunding Series 2008 bonds. We need a motion to accept the physical officer's certificate. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to make a motion to accept the fiscal officer certificate indicated as number 8A in the agenda.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the fiscal officer's statement or certificate for the Series 2008 bonds. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and that fiscal officer's certificate is approved. Now, proposed Ordinance 66-2016. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Ordinance Number 66-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. An ordinance providing for the issuance and sale of bonds in the maximum principal amount of $5,500,000 for the purpose of refunding for debt charges, saving certain of the city's outstanding street improvement bonds, Series 2008, dated April 8, 2008, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 66-2016 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 66-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 66-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 66-2016 is approved. Mr. Schreier, what's the next step?
I have all the information that I put together for our bond agents, and they'll take that and they'll get all the signed copies of the ordinances and the fiscal officer certificate, and they'll start preparing their work.
All right. With the intent, do you have a proposed bid date or approximate bid date?
It's not a date yet, but it's this year. They definitely want to close it this year.
Okay. Thank you. I think we're ready to move on to agenda item 9. This is engineering services for an ODOT Highway Safety Improvement Program application. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Alexis Road corridor is one of the highest accident corridors in Northwest Ohio, District 2 of ODOT. We have an opportunity to ultimately receive funding through the Highway Safety Program, where 90% of that would be paid for with ODOT, and 10% would be paid for with local funds. Initially, to get that started, we have to do a study and basically present different options that might be available for that project. We requested proposals, and the proposal from Mannequin Smith Group out of Maumee, Ohio is one we're recommending at a cost of $5,600.
Any questions for Mr. Aller? When would the study actually be done?
That'll begin as soon as we authorize, and then it's not a very long study. It would probably be about a 4 to 6 month study, and then once that takes place, then we would deal with ODOT District 2 and discuss what the options are.
All right. I can tell you one of the points, I saw an accident there a couple of weeks ago, a few cars ahead of me. Somebody heading east on Alexis wanted to turn left into the Taco Bell, did not want to get into the middle lane because that was a left turn lane heading west, and so stopped in the passing lane heading east and had a two-car or three-car rear ender right there. That's the sort of thing that goes on there. People wait for the light to turn green, hammer it, and then they get that. All right. We have proposed ordinance 67-2016 to hire the Manic Smith Group for this study. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 67-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting the proposal of Manic Smith Group to provide engineering services for the Ohio Department of Transportation's Highway Safety Improvement Program application. Appropriating funds, therefore, in the amount of $5,600, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 67-2016 be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 67-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 67-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 67-2016 is approved. Moving to agenda item 10. This has to do with the Burnham Park elevated tank painting project. Now completed, service director is bringing us a final change order. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The original work, original contract was done within the original bid of $161,800. However, during construction, we did find a couple things. The logo and paint specifications that were in the project were the original logo and paint. We modified those to match the existing fossil tank, so that was an additional charge in order to provide the upgrade in their quality of paint. And then we also, during the course of construction, found that the fall prevention railing up at the top of the tank was in worse shape than we had anticipated, and we made the decision to go ahead and replace that while we were there with the project. So we have a total change order of $5,400 to the project, which brings the total amount to $167,200.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Aller? This project was paid from the water fund, but it was also funded in part or in whole, Mr. Aller, by our cell phone antenna people?
Yes, we had, when we negotiated our most recent contract with Sprint, they made an advance payment of approximately $36,000 towards, and that funds were to go towards the next time the tank had to be painted. And now that this project is complete, we will send an invoice to T-Mobile, who as part of the last agreement, we negotiated a $41,000 payment towards the cost of painting. So $77,000 round numbers of that will get, we have been or will be reimbursed from our cell phone contracts.
There's no questions. We have ordinance 68-2016 to approve this final change order. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 68-2016. All members of council having received copies in advance, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve change order number one, final, to the city's agreement with Seven Brothers Painting for the Burnham Park Elevated Tank Painting Project, which reflects the actual work performed on this project, increasing the contract amount by $5,400, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 68-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 68-2016.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 68-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 68-2016 is approved. Moving to the second page of our agenda, agenda item 11. This has to do with the service director's report concerning water and sewer rates for 2017. This is for referral to the Utilities Committee for further consideration and recommendation. However, the service director has attached his recommendations to it, and there's actually a couple of options on the water rate, and there is a three-year recommendation for the sewer rates. Mr. Aller, would you like to go over this, or would the utilities chairman like this gone over here, or you want to just refer it to your committee?
Mr. Aller, are you prepared for a quick overview, or do you want to refer as well?
I can give a quick overview.
You would have to. I figured you'd want to talk about it for a few minutes.
Sure.
Okay.
The first page is, of course, the water rates. And what we proposed there, we've given two options. The first option is basically light as is. We know that Toledo is going to be having a 13.2% increase to the cost of the water next year and a 4.5% increase to the cost of the water in 2018. Those increases, along with some known increases in projects that we have coming up, in order to, if that service is maintained, the top section that you see there in blue with the 10%, 10%, 4%, it'd be what we would recommend that we would need to do in order to move forward. The bottom section is, you may recall as part of our water study, that the one of the options that we looked at was a regional system with South Monroe County. And if we moved forward with that project, then we need to start increasing our rates now in order to pay for some of the design services that are going to be needed as part of that project. Those recommended increases were the bottom section, which is the 2020 and 2020. So I wanted to show you both scenarios on the water side. On the sanitary sewer side, for the first increase in 2017, there had not been an increase on the sewer side since 2006. The rates have been maintained at $2.70 per thousand gallons since 2006. So it's been 10 years, really 11, because this won't take effect until 2017. So that has, you know, we're at the point now where we were able to maintain the rates for the last few years because we had some debt payments at the wastewater plant that fell off. And so we were able to maintain the rates without increasing, but we're now at that point where we have to make those increases to catch up, so to speak. In 2018, there's a large project with the digesters that also requires a 9% increase. Our debt payment alone would be about $140,000 a year. That would be our share of that debt payment. And then in 2009, anticipating some additional projects that the sanitary engineer is recommending that we move forward, we're looking at a 4% increase there. So those are the increases. I will have more information in projects shown as to why these increases are needed, and that can set up the utilities committee meeting. But that's for a quick run through, that's what
we have. I would like to recommend that we refer this to the utilities committee meeting.
Your second to that?
Second.
Moved and seconded to refer these proposed water and sewer rate changes to the Utilities Committee for their review and recommendation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Mishka, would you like to try to set that meeting at this time?
Yes, I would. I think that the members of the committee are Mr. Fry, Mrs. Hustman, and Mrs. Westphal. And Mr. Eller, do you have an estimate of how long you think that you would
anticipate
that meeting being?
How long for the meeting?
Yeah.
I would say at least a half an hour, probably no more than an hour.
And what's the timeline that you'd like to have that?
We can have it at your convenience. I have much of the material prepared or in draft form. I'm just finishing it up. So.
I do think we would want to have this meeting prior to the next November meeting,
right,
because of the budget, and this decision could impact the budget.
Right, so I was going to ask if the morning of the 18th would work, an early meeting on a Friday morning, 7:30, 8 o'clock.
What day are you talking, I'm sorry.
Friday the 18th.
Yeah, that's
good.
That works
good. Sister Fry, Mrs. Hustle? 7 or 8 o'clock?
About noon. No, 7:30, whatever y'all want.
Let's do 7:30. Okay.
Friday the 18th at 7:30?
Friday the 18th.
Where?
And could you do that in the utilities or facilities conference room?
Sure.
Yeah.
Service.
Okay, services.
Yeah, I will get the material up to the committee and all the council prior to that, that we can review it ahead of time.
All right. We'll have the clerk post that meeting. It's for a week from Friday, on Friday, November 18th, 7:30 a.m., over in the Service Department Conference Room on the first floor of City Hall. Thank you. Let's move on to Mr. Schreier. That gives you enough time to incorporate into the budget, I'm sure.
Looking at Sharon. It'll be that day, obviously. I hope you can make the decision right away and then have a meeting. That would be nice.
All right. Let's move on to agenda item 12. This is proposed resolution 17-2016, adopting a statement indicating what services will be provided to an area to be annexed to the city of Sylvania. That parcel is described to you a couple places. It's also in item C of the information items below, and I believe it's a 3.25 or so size parcel. Mrs. Brining.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is an annexation petition that was filed on October 25th. The property, it's one single property owner, one parcel. It's to the back of the existing Mayberry development. There's some 3.25 acres that has not yet been developed, and the developers wanting to move forward developing that. So they've requested the annexation. We filed it, and this is just the procedural resolution that we do to say what services we will provide to the area upon annexation.
Mr. Hanum.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I want to move adoption of resolution number 17-2016, adopting a statement, all members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only, adopting a statement pursuant to revised code of Ohio 709.03D, indicating what services will be provided to the area proposed to be annexed to the city of Sylvania by petition for annexation filed with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
And moved and seconded that resolution number 17-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of resolution number 17-2016.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of resolution 17-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and resolution 17-2016 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 13, committee reports. 13A is a report of the Finance Committee meeting held last week on November 1st. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we held a Finance Committee meeting on Friday, November 1st at 8 a.m. and the primary subject was 2017 budget. Present were myself as well as other committee Finance Committee members, Mr. Fry, Mr. Haino, and Mr. Lutke. Also from council joining us were Mrs. Capellini and Mr. Mishka. The mayor was with us, Mr. Schroyer, Mr. Aller, and Mrs. Brining as well. The meeting really started out with on a very good note because administration had done a fabulous job of getting us information out in advance so we'd all had plenty of time to review the budget and come in prepared, and I want to make certain that we extend a heartfelt thanks to administration for their hard work and deliberation and preparation. I think it certainly made for a smooth process. We started the meeting with Mr. Schroyer providing highlights he had of the items that he had distributed. Of particular importance, he shared that the grant funding for the River Trail had exceeded what we were hoping for by $350,000, so we were in a great place, and that benefit would go directly to the bottom line of the budget, so that put us in a very good spot. We did have detailed discussion about the capital improvement request that came through, as well as detailed discussion on the community programs. We decided that we would hold the community programs at the same level as we have in the past. Additionally, we talked about the increase included for the water and the sewer, but noted that certainly that would need to be discussed further at the Utilities Committee, and we would need further recommendation on that. There was some detailed discussion about an increased request for the historical village, and after much discussion and thoughtful questioning, it was determined that we would approve the recommendation that was coming forth from the historical village, or the request rather, and that we would watch carefully as they begin to try and grow their revenue through other sources. We spent some time on the highlights of the recapitulation of the general fund, and then Mr. Hainem moved that the legislation be prepared for a first reading of the budget at the November 21st council meeting. Mr. Lutke seconded that motion, and the motion did pass. Meeting adjourned at 9:30. Did I miss anything? Did anybody have any other contributions? Okay, and I think that Mrs. Hussman maybe had a few comments based on having listened to the tapes and just wanted to briefly answer a few questions that she heard.
Yes, thank you, Mary. I wanted, unfortunately, I wasn't there that day to be with you in your conversation, and I apologize for that. I wanted to thank the Finance Committee for approving the Sylvania Historical Village request for 2017. I have listened to the tape a couple of different times, and I'm anxious to respond to any questions that do remain. I appreciate the time that you spent discussing the issues that the Sylvania Historical Village Board has been dealing with, and that we are committed to overcome: increasing memberships, more fundraising, more community access, and more community involvement. We are actually changing the whole culture of how the Sylvania Historical Village is viewed by the community. It's exciting to watch. Andy Erbskorn, our executive director, coincidentally had completed her year-end report and got that to me today. And it's reading it puts a smile on my face, and I hope it will on yours as well. Just I hope you will really read the whole thing, because it really is very informative. And a couple of points on page two I wanted to bring up: on the top of the page, Sylvania area schools, something that we don't talk about a lot, but we have Sylvania Transition School to Work program comes each week to the village, and it's a good opportunity. We get some volunteer hours, and they get hopefully some good training. Another under school programs, our school programs, the attendance for 2016 will be almost $4,000, which is up from 4,000 students, up from last year's 2,500. So that's a huge, huge jump. We should make over $8,000 in our school programming. It's quite a commitment. It takes a lot of work to put those programs on, but that we're getting those students into our areas. And all of Perrysburg second graders, 500 students are coming this school year, which is a pretty neat thing. That's a new school system involved. The art show is another thing under school programs from the Sylvania City Schools. That brings another 1,000 students and their families through the museum in the months of February and March. And if you've ever been there, the art teachers do a wonderful job of bringing in their students' work, and we display it, and it's just and then the parents come and see it, and it's pretty cool. The kids get to show their parents what they did. Under memberships, we did get some tracking software we purchased, obviously with your help, which has allowed us to better focus our efforts on recruiting and retaining memberships. Something that's on our mind to get done, just as I heard on the tape, it's on yours. The memberships to date are listed there. That was a question that came up, so that's there for you. On the last page of Andy's year-end report, which isn't quite the year-end, but we did want to mention the fundraising. We did have a fundraiser that we started last year called Deck the Halls for History, a silent auction, and we're working on it for the second time. Didn't raise a whole lot of money last year, but it was a first event, and we had, I think there were something close to 30 items that were donated by community members for us to auction off, so we were very excited about that number. The last thing I want to mention is that towards the bottom there, Ohio History Fund grant. We have submitted our first grant application for $4,000 with the Ohio History Fund, and that's going to, if we get it, which we'll know in February, and we're very hopeful, will help us with our organizational development. Now that we are having the Lathrop House be involved, we're hoping that we can have the Historical Society involved, all under one umbrella, and this would really help us. That grant will get us started along those lines, so we'll have one history group in Sylvania. I hope you will read the whole report. I thank you again for supporting us. We promise to work hard and continue to work hard and work even harder to show you that we're worthy. And we don't waste money. We have lots of buildings to take care of. We have 12 buildings, actually, to take care of. And Andy is the project manager for those 12 buildings. And we get to keep the rents for them or use the rents. And we appreciate that. But it's not a, that we don't actually work for that as well. So if there's any other questions from the meeting, I know the mayor had asked about the museum hours. It's Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 4, and Wednesday evening. And it's staffed half volunteer and half paid. So if there's...
And the change is to open up all the buildings, not just the museum.
On the community days, yeah. Yes, I didn't mention that. The community days that we're looking forward to having the next tourist season.
I was confused by that until I heard that clarification.
Yes, okay. Well, anytime, I mean, there's a lot to know about the Sylvania Historical Village and how it works and what all is going on, so I don't want to take any more of our time tonight, but I appreciate it.
Thank you for that report. We appreciate all the effort and enthusiasm and care you've put into the Historic Village since you've gone over to that board. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time? I do want to mention that as a result of the Finance Committee meeting, the Finance Director will be bringing the budget to City Council 2 weeks from tonight on November 21st. Committee referrals, are there any additional referrals to be made at this time? Hearing none, let's go to the informational items. Item B, community calendar update from Mr. Sanford. Anything you'd like to report on? You do have this report. There's a lot of information right here in your council packets. Don't need to go all over all of it, but anything special you'd like to mention, Bill?
No, it's pretty much everything is there. It is going to go to the printer this week, and we'll have an update as to when it would be available so we can have that. I mentioned in here about having a press conference after the or before the December 5th council meeting, and I'll wait until I get more confirmation about the calendar will be ready, and I'd like to have something to announce if don't have.
Great. Calendar is looking great. I'm sure that there'll be things this first year that we'll want to change the second year, but it's really come a long way quickly.
And we got a great cooperation from all the community groups. We have some really good dates on it. And again, I'll be working with the IT department to get it on our website also. And that'll be updated as new dates will come along.
The hands-on work by Danny Fuller and Ray Betts has been terrific.
Yep, they've done a great job.
Okay. Also, you might want to take a look at item D. This is the second month in a row that the trend has been back up on the income tax receipts. So it's really good. And we hope that it continues down this path. With that, if there's no further business, you do have your third quarter 2016 management reports in your packet to put in your binders. Is there a motion to adjourn? Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, November the 21st at 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.